Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's home opener against Cleveland.
Joe, before you guys played on, I guess, playing with the Jets, but you're going to feel a little different seeing, you know, Flacco across the side here in Baltimore?
Yeah, definitely. A division rival, and how many times he done faced those guys, and seeing my guy in the meeting room with my rookie year, yeah, it'll definitely be different. Just from the rivalry, it'll be different, yeah.
What do you remember about that year, anything?
With Flat?
Yeah.
Just him being in the meeting room and how cool he was with things he would say, like, you know, and how funny he was. Like, I don't know if people know, but Flack's funny, dog. And he used to have me rolling, man, as a rookie, bro. I used to be like, man, this man just say stuff, like, so nonchalant. Like, and it's like, it's great, man. He a great person to be around.
Is there any part of you that's surprised at 40 years old?
No. My rookie, I seen Flack on this field right here throw, like, a 80-yard bomb, like crossbody, like, to Chris Moore. It was ridiculous. So, for me to see that back then, no doubt in my mind.
Going back to that rookie year, just how was the relationship? It wasn't easy for either one of you knowing the business decision that was had. I'm sure it could have been awkward knowing how 18 was going to end, and then you were coming in. Just if you go back to those times, what was it like working with him and kind of knowing his ending and your beginning was happening?
To be honest, I really didn't think much of it just because, you know, I was just trying to learn much as I could. My rookie year, I wasn't looking to be out there actually. I can't speak for Flat, you know, but I was cool. You know, I was cool. I feel like we had a great relationship. So I can say.
Do you think there will always be a connection with you two? It's just you've been quarterbacks here for a long time, each of you, and there will always just be this connection between you and Joe?
Yeah, just from, you know, the saying, you know, once a Raven, always a Raven. And I believe that's a fact.
I know you guys saw each other at NFL Honors a couple of years ago, and, you know, big hugs and all that. Just,
yeah.
What was that?
The conversation, I was like, man, I thought we was going to have to see you in the playoffs because he was going crazy. And I think he was with the Browns at that time. Yeah, he was going crazy. So I'm like, man, I know you wanted to go against us, like, because he was on the road, man. He had those guys in a good position. Yeah.
Hey, Lamar, going back to the last game with the cramp situation, was that just a fluke thing for you, first game or something like that? A lot's being made out of why you weren't able to go back in at fourth and three.
Why was a lot being made about that? But anyways, yeah, I was actually cramping the drive before that, you know, the turnover happened. But I went to the sideline. If anybody paid attention, I was drinking pickle juice on the sideline already. I'm like, Sarah, I need to get hydrated. Like, I'm cramping. I'm starting to feel cramps. And then we went back out there. And obviously, you know, it happened, fourth and three happened. But if I wasn't cramping, we definitely would have went for it. We definitely would have went for it, I believe.
Where were you cramping?
My calves. Both of my calves, like, you know how they said, like, the Browns game, I had a poop game or something? That's how I was, but I was, like, I was better off because it wasn't, like, happening right then and there. Like, I just felt it, like, coming on, but, yeah, I was cramping again.
I'm glad you used the
Yeah, because I don't know where that come from, because if I had to use the bathroom, I would have said it. Like, I don't got no problem with saying that. Like, I'm a grown man.
John said that you had a lengthy discussion with Eric about the incident with the fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard from the league about that? What's your reaction about that whole thing a few days later?
Yeah, Eric talked to me about it. I mean, I believe everyone's seen what happened. I didn't try to, you know, it just happened. Like, I got pushed. I'm like, what? I thought I was, like, outside. I wasn't even thinking about me being out there on the field, but my apologies to that whoever that was. I don't know who it was. My apologies to him, like. Just chill next time. Just, you know, you can talk trash and stuff, but keep your hands to yourself, man. That's all I can say.
Lamar, there was also a clip that we saw. It looked like a beer bottle or can flying toward Derek at the end of.
That's crazy. Like, stuff like that shouldn't be happening. This not WWE. Like, you know, we playing football out here. We don't want to. I never seen anyone. Don't make me look bad, y'all. Flock Nation, don't make me look bad. I never seen any one of our fans do nothing like that to an opposing team, you know? So. Just, you know, just keep it football. Talk trash, you know. I know guys are going to talk trash. I know the opposing team is going to talk trash. Just keep it that way, you know. But keep your hands and keep your objects to yourself.
Lamar, have you heard anything about, you know, from the league about any kind of, like, you know, any action they might take?
No, Jameson. talked to Eric. Eric talked to me about it, you know, and the league had to talk to Eric, you know, to talk to me about it. So, yeah.
One more. Were you frustrated going back and looking at that final pass that you threw that the Bills' defensive tackle wasn't flagged for a late tip or an illegal hold on that one?
Nah, you know, I kind of play football, you know, but hopefully we start getting those calls sometime. Soon, fast. Hopefully that don't happen again to me, you know, but it's football, man. I don't really cry. I don't cry on the field. I don't cry at all, really. I just play ball.
You were in kind of a similar situation a year ago. Tough loss on the road at Kansas City. Came home to the opener, and the Raiders got you guys. Do you reference that in the mind?
I didn't even think about that. That's not on my mind. A loss that happened last year, you know, we just trying to stay the course. You know, we locked in on the Browns. You know, that's a division game, divisional game, and, you know, we're just trying to come out with the victory.
Hey, Lamar, finally, we'll see the Baltimore waiting for the home opener. What is the vibe that you expect from the fans this Sunday?
Oh, man, I'm expecting the crowd to be going crazy, man. 30th anniversary right now. I'm looking for people to be popping out their skins. I know I will, you know. Looking forward to it.
Lamar, not that you guys are looking for anything extra to get you going, but what does, you know, the 30th anniversary and all the pregame things that they have planned?
Festivities. Man, I'm just happy to be a part of history, you know, and we just trying to conquer the victory, you know, come Sunday in front of the home crowd. I feel like it'll be incredible with all the festivities going on, you know, for the crowd, the fans and stuff like that.
What role does Ozzie Newsome still play in this organization for you, and what does he mean to you?
Man, that was the guy who got me here, you know, believed in me. He told me that. Actually, I remember on the visit, just talking to him, he was like, man, there's something about you. You know, there's something about you. And he was writing in his little notebook. Like, and then for him to call me, you know, draft night 2018, it was incredible. You know, he actually believed in me. So, man, I always got respect, a lot of love and respect for Mr. Ozzie.
Along those lines, Mark, if you go back to the combine with Ozzie, he was asked about, you know, teams talking about you working out a wide receiver. And he was asked about that. And he said, on our board, he's a quarterback. Did you remember that at the time?
Nah, I didn't.
Did it mean something to you, though, for him to kind of, you know, be so declarative about that?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, G. Just for me being a quarterback for this organization, man, and him being a GM at the time, and just everything we done been through, you know, still being here. And I just, like I said, I got a lot of love and respect for Mr. Ozzie.
Last one, please. After you're coming off an emotional loss like the one in Buffalo, do you, like you or any of the leaders, try to say anything so make sure everyone is looking forward and not looking back?
Now, to be honest, I haven't said anything. You know, I feel like Derek, you know, he spoke up. You know, he's obviously a leader on our team. He spoke up after the loss that I seen because I wasn't in there. But I feel like everybody knows what we should be doing. You know, all of us, you know, both sides of the ball, including special teams, all of us know what we should be doing, man, and we just trying to come out with a victory.
Thank you, Lamar.
I appreciate y'all.